On the air everywhere, this is Metro South Podcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show with Tori. It's Tori Tuesday.
I can prove that Tori is here. Tori. Yep, I guess I was wrong.
How would that prove it anyway? Just because my voice is here doesn't mean I'm here. I could be totally phoning this in.
No, then it would sound kind of tinny and phony.
I don't sound that way.
All right, you're right. You made another point. It's only been a minute. You've made 2 points.
That's great.
All right, welcome to the program. Yes, it is Tori Tuesday, and my God, what a wonderful day this is going to be.
Victoria!
So far, things are working.
Whenever I hear that new woman's voice, I'm not used to it yet, because it's been too many years with the old woman. I mean, young woman, but other woman. The one with the sexy voice.
The other woman.
And this woman's like...
Ron, you fooling around with a different voice?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
It's almost like she's on helium at first, because she goes... When she says the first word, I'm jolted, because used to this, this different voice.
She's got this professional thing going...
It's British, too. British.
Yeah, it's British. Yeah. I chose British.
Right.
I was looking for a British woman.
Because any other language we're not going to understand.
Well, I wanted to cause some type of a whoa, what is that?
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
And I did, so
you
that's
did. Every time you do for me. I'm not used to her. I don't know when I'm going to get used to her.
Maybe you two should meet.
I don't know. She's like Judy Kern. She sounds like Judy Kern.
Yeah. I could have had you do it, actually, but then they would have said, hey, that's Tori.
I know.
You know, and that wouldn't have worked too well.
No, I really have to disguise my voice then, like one of my cartoon voices or something.
I'm sure. As you know, Tori is a member of AFTRA. Are you with AFTRA?
No.
Are you with a union?
I'm not. And that's why I kind of left that business, because I'm not union. And they're kind of snooty about that. They want union people. And if you're non-union, you know.
Yeah. Tori used to do extra work. She was with the TV show Extra.
For like 3 years.
Yeah.
3 or 4 years.
And you'd be the person in the background talking to somebody else at another table at the restaurant.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then they tell you to say peas and carrots, but not just mouth those words. Don't say it out loud. Peas and carrots.
That would be kind of funny, wouldn't it? That'd be like a vegetarian film, wouldn't it?
Yes. Because whatever your mouth makes when you're saying peas and carrots, it's just could be generic, I guess.
Wow.
That's one of the little tricks.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But if a phony waitress comes over in the background and says, what would you like to order? Or you could actually say.
Yeah. Peas and carrots.
Peas and carrots.
That's right. Please and thank you.
I did not know that. The little tips of the trade.
Little tips, yeah.
Have you worked with any celebrities that were in the foreground while you were in the background?
Martin Freeman,
mm-hmm,
and Anna Faris.
Anna Faris, really? She's very good, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Did a movie with them. And, yeah. Didn't talk to them, but I did talk to Adam Sandler.
Oh, you did?
He's nice.
Friendly guy?
Yeah. Kevin James, you don't want to even look at him.
Why?
Don't even give him eye contact.
What are you talking about, honey? Well,
yeah,
why?
He's not fun.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm not the only one that says that, so...
Oh, tell me what happened.
He's just full of himself. He doesn't want to look at extras. He doesn't want you to talk to him or look
really?
At him.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Would he be one of those ass blanks?
Probably.
Wow.
Oh, definitely. And
wow.
He's so different from what you'd see him on television and movies. But very different. Henry Winkler, on the other hand, comes right down and hugs you and talks to you. He's so nice.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I've heard that about him.
He's super nice, yeah.
He lived in Jackson Heights, which is where I lived for a while, but he mm-hmm. lived there before me.
Yeah,
and
he seemed a little
medicated.
He's
older than I am. He's very nice guy.
Yeah, he seemed like he's like you know very on some kind of thing that makes him very very calm.
Yeah, I know when he was playing Fonzie on Happy Days,
not the Fonzo,
he was not that. That was a real character. He was not like that at all.
No,
he's real.
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah. And I liked him in Arrested Development.
Yeah,
when he's
Kevin James is an asshole.
Pretty much. And I'm not the only one that thinks that. So I mean,
is
you
he
could
really,
ask around.
Is he into his craft or he's an asshole?
I just think he thinks he's bigger. And what is he, Robert De Niro? I mean, you're Kevin James. Let's face facts.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. As far as I'm concerned, that's the entire show. That is just information that just goes beyond it.
That was Here Comes the Boom. I don't know. I worked with them on that movie. So,
Did you watch the Patriots other
game? I did. It was great. It was awesome.
I watched a lot of it, and it was nice. They're easy to watch when they're winning and you know that they're going to win. Then
it was like a monsoon. It was awesome. It's like rain's pouring down.
Well, it's actually raining. You know, they do that nearby.
Yeah.
Well, I guess a lot of people don't know that. We're podcasting from the New England, Boston, Foxborough area.
Correct.
Which is where the game took place. And there's a little controversy with that game.
Those balls, they were going down, huh? Little deflation happening.
Not
it was cold.
First time.
It was cold. It was
That's what
pool.
She said. That's right. What she said. Oh, I'm surprised you didn't come up with that line.
I know. I overuse it. I can't say it right now.
Well, but you could have used it
I could have.
You want to try it again?
That's what she said. Early when you said, I put it in the wrong hole.
No, I didn't even say that.
Well, we were off air when you were talking about some wire.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and then that's what she said. So I'm like, I'm really abusing it today. So. Yeah.
But then I thought it would come up quite a few times because that's what she said thing is a running kind of funny thing.
And you abbreviate it with TWSS on the internet, and no one even gets it on the internet. Well, some people get it.
That's funny. That sounds like it's... It sounds like Christmas or something like that. It was the night before Christmas.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the funny part of that's what she said is that you start applying it to everything, and then it becomes really funny. Yeah,
and he gets obnoxious. Very funny. He does it too much.
It's like Marco Polo.
Oh, really?
It's a kid's thing, and you just keep doing
Marco, then Polo?
You do it till somebody says, stop doing that.
Oh, I've only done it in swimming pools. I don't know.
Mm. It's good times. You can't do it at the beach because by the time you got polo, this guy's like 50 miles away
with
a riptide.
Right.
You know,
and that's right. Yeah, it doesn't work.
That's what the Coast Guard uses, by the way, in order to rescue people.
Oh.
They get the helicopter
right.
And they hover above the ocean and they look for survivors. And they go, Marco!
That's good.
And if they don't say polo, they just say, I'm going to go home.
Who can resist saying polo
You can't.
It's a trap.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
All right.
Football.
Yeah, the Patriots are... there was a point in the game where they stopped the game, and the umpire, was it referee? Is it referee, umpire?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't even know what the hell it is. Went to get another ball, and they stopped like for about 2-3 minutes while they were... Apparently, there was some question at that point about the deflation of the balls.
Mm-hmm. That could happen naturally with the weather, the cold weather, wouldn't it?
Have you ever gone into a swimming pool?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wait a minute, that's something else.
I know, but it's probably the same principle.
Could be. I never really checked them out after a
good swim. Because they're just full of
air,
right? It's pigskin full of air, right? Always.
In the football case, I don't think it's full of air in the other case.
Yeah, of course it is. So. You can't prove otherwise.
I've never used a tire gauge on the damn thing.
Well, I'm going to need evidence.
Okay, fine. That's what she said.
Yeah, ouch.
Right, okay. Yeah, so, I don't know. I guess...
It's silly. There's no such thing. I mean, they won fair and square.
Well, here's the funny thing is changed balls, not him personally, but the football, just as the second half was beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, that's when the Patriots really started playing some heavy football, and they were like, they were just throwing points on the board, and that was with a new ball.
But if it's the same, isn't it the ball that everyone's using? So why would it be one team having an advantage?
You're absolutely right, Troy. I never thought of that, but you're absolutely right. Everybody's balls are deflated at that point.
Yeah, I mean, they're using the same
ball. Right.
It's not getting switched out.
I don't know how that works. Yeah. I really don't know.
And the refs hold the ball like all the time when in between plays or whatnot.
They should be squeezing the ball.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're on top of it. That would have been an ongoing thing like forever if this, this is just coming up now.
But you're right, Tori. I mean, they're all playing with the same. Unless they go with new balls every time. And why
like
would
baseball? Baseball, they have a ton of balls and they use different ones,
But why would the Patriots actually have possession of the balls during the game? Why would a team have that? Why would they carry a ball onto the field? Wouldn't that be under the control of the referee? That doesn't make sense to me.
Right. Well, I think the referee is still in charge of it before every play.
But why would they be, how could they be using the balls from a team? Why wouldn't the referees have like a basket of footballs and those are the official balls of the game? So what's this deflation accusation then?
It's just grasping at straws.
I don't understand.
It's grasping at deflated footballs.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's odd.
Yeah.
The other thing was the quarterback from the other team there, and I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I don't want to remember it.
Oh, it wasn't this game. It was the prior game, the Seattle Seahawks.
Right, that's a different division, though.
Right, that's the NFC. Mm-hmm. And they played a game with Green Bay.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I think it was the Seattle Seahawks guy was a fairly new quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And he went into that religious kick. And I'm not going to offend anybody by doing this,
I'll just
hope.
Do it. Who cares?
After the game, he started crying. Could they won? Seattle Seahawks.
He's emotional.
Going to the football. He's emotional. And he sat there and with the other players, most of the other players, they sat in a circle right after the game. And the quarterback was crying.
A prayer circle?
Yeah.
A drum circle?
A prayer drum circle. That's what I said. And they started crying. And the quarterback said, God has done this.
Why does everyone got to drag God into everything?
I know.
God's a Jets fan.
I know. Yeah,
so,
seriously.
No, stop this.
Seriously.
Right now.
And not only that, but did the losing team, do you think, got together? Did you think Green Bay got in the huddle and went, damn you. Damn you for making me lose.
You mean like with Yul Brynner and the Ten Commandments? Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sent a plague of frogs.
I always find that weird when countries get very religious and they say, this is God's chosen country. This is God sits somewhere in a chair
right.
and chooses a country that he mm-hmm. or whatever mm-hmm. will support. And
right.
the rest, I have nothing to do with you.
Right, I know. You know, it's a fairy tale that may make people feel comfortable.
It's what they call spiritualism. It's.
I think it's worse than that. I think spiritualism is fine. But then you're getting into one big guy with a beard that sits in the clouds and a devil with a pitchfork down below. And really?
Well, it's true. When you speak to God, refer to God, you look up to the clouds.
Mm, yeah.
Based on that.
But maybe I'm looking up to a planet. Planet Moon.
Planet Moon.
Did you hear about that?
No.
Well,
Planet Moon.
Google Planet Moon sometime and make it in the last like week.
Yeah.
You know, put your search to just like,
and what's going
to
happen?
There was this QVC television channel, which I never watched, but it was trending on Facebook, so I caught the story. And there's a designer called Isaac Mizrahi, I think.
Yeah,
and,
very
famous. Yeah, but he's very stupid, apparently.
Oh, well, sure.
So that's okay, but he thought that the moon was a planet.
I see.
And there's a whole conversation. It's on the
really?
Internet for everyone to laugh at, and it was quite amusing.
How did this come up on a shopping network?
Something, his clothes were being, there's a woman there and his clothes, he's talking about his clothes and, somehow the moon came up and the woman was just as bad as him talking about planets.
Wow.
And,
really?
What is it a star? Is it, you know, it was
really,
yeah, it's really, it's
very
sad. Yeah. It was that I was, I lost all kinds of respect.
Wow.
But he's just a designer. So I guess he doesn't need to be too smart.
Well, I think everybody who walks around should be too smart. I mean, just because he's a designer. He must be a businessman.
Elementary school education, really.
Yeah. He's got to be a businessman of some sort.
Maybe he was just trying to create a buzz by pretending to be stupid.
Yeah. That
Because it made
works.
The Daily Show even. Like the little moment of zen was his.
Oh, that
so
always
like,
works.
Ooh, okay.
That always works. Negative publicity. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the moon being one of our new planets.
Planet Moon.
Planet Moon. How you doing, by the way?
I'm great.
Good. Let me just see what I'm talking about. January 26th. What's today's date? Do you know?
The 19th?
Is it
the 20th?
19th?
It's something
the
like 20th. That.
The 20th.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right. All days are the same to me.
It's the 20th. 19th was Monday. What's
That's
today?
That's yesterday.
Tuesday. Okay. It's just
okay.
Tuesday.
Wow.
Wow. Fill up that glass.
2015.
2015. That's a lot of 20s. 15th. So when is the 26th? When's January 26th?
6 days from now.
Yeah,
right?
Cool.
That's Monday. That's a Monday.
So next, it is Monday. Next Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, there's an event taking place in the skies above.
There always is, but this one we can see.
Yeah, this is mm-hmm. This is going to be it is an asteroid, a third of a mile wide,
ooh,
humming along at more than 35,000 miles an hour.
Well, it's been nice snow when you run. This could be it. My son's been predicting this for a long time.
Well, Tori, the news isn't all that bad. It's going to miss your son and hit you square in the head.
Oh, that's not good for me.
No, it's not good for you, but your son will be fine. Okay. It's fast enough to complete its long orbit around the sun every 1 year.
That's, oh, well, that's not news. Fast. Every year it's coming? We see an asteroid up in the sky?
Well, It's about to set a record, apparently, and it's called 2004BL86. I thought it was BL87, stupid me.
And 2004, is that like from the year 2004?
I guess it's the year maybe that it was discovered. Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to whip by Earth at a distance of approximately 745,000 miles, or roughly three times the distance from the Earth to the Moon, which is pretty close.
Sounds far to me.
It does sound far to you,
right?
But if there is a stiff breeze or something,
well, so we need to get Bruce Willis up there.
I don't know.
Bruce Willis was dead the whole time, by the way.
Oh, I didn't see that movie. Stupid movie. In space terms, that's called a near miss. It's the closest pass of any asteroid its size to date.
So I guess. So I guess maybe we'll die, maybe we won't, like every other day. Fascinating.
In 2027, which is, I guess I'll be around, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Asteroid 1999 AN10 is going to pass even closer than that, which is very scary because that's only going to be 19,000 miles.
Ooh.
That's like closer than the moon.
So we might lose China. Is that what you're saying?
I'm going to lose something.
It's way over by Asia, that's probably okay.
That's freaking close, man.
Maybe Siberia. There'll be no people up in Siberia. Just put it up in, maybe it'll land there.
Wow.
Maybe nothing will happen. You know what? I bet it's all just hype.
Oh, nothing's going to happen. No, they will always tell. I mean, NASA's very, very good. They can't put shuttles up all the time. But
right?
They can shoot down if they have to. Sure.
Well, Willis will go up there.
But they know. They know exactly how close. I mean, they're saying exactly how many miles away it'll be.
That's pretty cool. They can know right to the inch where it's going to go.
That's pretty close. So, and then I'm saying to myself, when I heard this story, and I've heard it before, is like, well, someday, I mean, isn't it inevitable? That's something going to hit.
Yeah.
Because the story is, I guess, that way back in prehistoric days or before there were even prehistorics.
Yeah, it wiped out the dinosaurs or something.
Yeah. So, and I thought it was just because it couldn't get enough food.
Right. No, that we're easier to wipe out than dinosaurs, probably.
Yeah. Oh, I would guess so.
Because we're wiping each other out.
Also the trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're going to be around to see it, right?
Yeah. That's interesting.
I don't think so.
So did you ever wake up in the morning and when you think about things like this, just... And the sun comes up, and it's always nice outside. I mean, sometimes it's cloudy
and stuff. Magic ball of fire in the sky, yeah.
Yeah, it's always there. And the sun doesn't come up. We just revolve to it, obviously.
Of course,
except for the designer. He doesn't know that.
He doesn't know. We shouldn't even be saying that anymore, then. The sun coming up in the morning.
You've said that before, haven't you? Is that deja vu that I'm experiencing now?
I think everyone has said it, and that's how we're brainwashed and trained to believe the sun comes up and the sun goes down.
Well, it is. It's in all the fairy tales.
Well, what else are you supposed to say? The earth turns? Because that's what happened. I mean, no one says that. Hey, the earth turned this morning,
and I saw the sun. Well, there was a soap opera called that, but no one really understood what that meant.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, the sun, we're stationary.
Oh, I know
the sun
this, just, but we can't, we still say the sun comes up in the
morning. Correct, yes.
Because it kind of literally does. We see it going up.
That's
we don't feel ourselves spinning down.
That's what it looks like to the person that has absolutely no mind whatsoever.
Right.
But things are not what they
appear
to be.
So we should change that whole saying, probably, huh?
Yeah, I would say it's revolved into a wonderful day today.
Yeah, I don't like it. Yeah, it's too complicated. Yeah, we have to stick with our little fairy tales and simplistic language.
Yeah. But I do find it a miracle in itself that this happens every single day of our lives.
This is true.
And I find that to be phenomenal.
It's space. Why don't you read about space and the universe, and then it'll make more sense to you.
It's. I used to love talking about space and all that kind of stuff, and then it became like, too awesome for me to...
Oh, right, your mind just can't even...
It can't.
I get that too.
It can't. I mean, if when you stand outside at night, if it's not winter or summer or something, and you stand outside and you see all the stars, and if you just look at face value, lovely, beautiful, who knows what's out there. But then if your mind really starts to comprehend what's actually going on here, it's like, I cannot fathom the thought of infinity. It just doesn't.
No one can, I don't think. It was funny because I watched the movie Birdman yesterday, which was great, by the way. Joe and I loved it. There's a scene in it with a little roll of toilet paper.
Yes.
And the character had put like one little line on, a bunch of lines on each square.
Mm-hmm.
And each line represented 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you rolled out. That's how long the universe has been around.
Yeah.
And we're like, just one little piece of square paper. It's so... Wow, it's minuscule.
It's minuscule.
It really is.
Somebody blew my mind a couple of years ago and said to me that their theory, and I thought they were crazy at first, but then I'm thinking, maybe you're not.
Yeah.
They said, okay, you know, you have these little microorganisms living in your eyelashes.
Yeah, you do.
Or whatever.
That's, yeah, I don't want to think about it, though.
But is it possible that that microorganism, even inside that microorganism, is
a universe?
It's possible.
You saw Men in Black, right?
Yes.
Well, what blew my mind about that movie was at the end, when the cat collar and the little ball, which was the universe,
yes.
and then they back up and back up and
yes,
back up, and
yes.
it was a bunch of marbles inside
yes,
this, inside
yes,
that.
Yes, that's
and I was
it.
Like, wow.
That is, I mean, it's
yeah.
not refutable.
No. I mean, how would you prove it? You can't.
You can't.
It is, you don't want to get your mind too into that because it's
just too much.
Where do you stop?
That's what I'm saying. It's
yeah.
just like too much.
Don't
and,
do it.
And it's feasible. It's just like, who would say no to
yeah,
that?
I think we've all done it. If you have a half a brain in your head, you've probably tried to think about that.
Yeah,
I mean,
see,
ignorant
I don't
people
know
just sit there
of,
and watch
I don't
NASCAR.
Know a lot of
other people.
Wait a minute. I watch NASCAR.
No, you don't.
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Have we talked about this?
I don't think I ever told you this.
I don't think I can know you anymore. NASCAR, really, Ron?
Yeah.
Well, but then, all right, that disproves my theory then. If you're honestly serious that you've watched NASCAR.
Let me clarify.
All
I
right.
mean, yes, I have. And I watch it almost every week.
It's not on every week, is it?
It starts in February and it ends in November.
Week?
February
oh,
to November.
Well,
it's
then
a long
you really
season.
Know about it then. I don't
yeah.
believe you.
And I know the drivers, but I don't know anything about them. I don't follow stats. I've never been to one. I would never go to one. I would choke on the exhaust fumes. It's
right.
loud. It's disgusting. And
right.
the people you're sitting next to
yep.
are probably
Again, yeah.
smell like hamburger
They don't think
meat.
About the universe.
Oh, God, no. No, they don't. They
That's
don't.
What I meant.
So I don't go to them.
Okay.
But I can certainly think about it in the comfort of my home watching the television.
Right.
I do find it exciting. And not so much the crashes. People say, oh, you're just waiting for
yeah,
a crash to
right.
occur. Well, they are spectacular when they do. But
right.
what I really enjoy is, it's just, to me, it's amazing that they're going 200 miles an hour.
Right.
And because I drive a car, you drive a car.
Sure.
I've never gone 200 miles an hour. And if I did, I'd be in a trench somewhere dead.
Yeah, I don't know how did the cars go that fast, regular cars. I've gone to like 110,
yeah.
but I don't think it could
well,
go
Well, they soup
200.
Them up accordingly.
Okay.
But there's like 40 cars going that distance, and they're like half an inch apart, and I think that is more phenomenal than somebody standing in a helmet throwing a piece of pigskin deflated at that
yeah.
10 yards, and then we
right.
break for like 2 minutes.
I
mean,
know.
To me, this is a sport.
That's
I mean,
more exciting. It's adrenaline
yes,
rush, yeah.
It is.
I get
that's
that.
Why, that's why
well,
I
you're
watch
different.
It.
You're not like everybody else. You can watch NASCAR and think about the universe. My point is, most people that think about the universe
as
how the as how it's infinite.
You're absolutely right.
They don't watch NASCAR,
no,
and vice versa.
No, and they vote, which is
yeah.
very scary.
So it's
very
a,
scary.
So you're a, like, what do you call a Renaissance man?
I look like a Renaissance man, actually. I've been
yeah.
told that. I've been told I look like one of those Renaissance paintings.
A little like
one
Shakespeare.
Of those people.
You look like
yeah,
William
a little bit. Yeah, someone
yeah.
told me that once.
I can see. No,
were
it wasn't me, but
okay.
I can see
someone
William Shakespeare.
Someone told me that once.
You should get one of those collars and then start talking that
yeah,
way. And,
yeah, but
hey,
I'm not into dressing like that. Because it's a little weird.
You're not into dressing like that?
No,
that's
not,
too
no.
bad.
Now, Isaac Mizrahi or whatever his name
right.
is.
Right, Mizrahi, I think.
He's Mizrahi.
right, he's, yeah.
He would dress like that.
It had to be a publicity stunt. No one is that stupid. Please tell me that. It was just a stunt.
Isaac could be stupid. And I don't know if I'd want to go around the rest of my life having people think that I was even that stupid. Not that I would really care.
Good point. But, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
They already know. You know.
Hey, Tori, you know what I did yesterday? Went on to Facebook.
Did you?
I know. I commented on one of your things.
I saw that. It was the taco shell.
Yeah.
But it's really just a bowl at the museum.
I know it
but
is.
But it looks like.
I
saw that.
That.
It made me hungry. It's very pretty.
It reminded me immediately of this stupid game that you were talking about.
Cards Against Humanity.
Yes.
I know. It's a
you,
great game.
It's like you had handed a card out into the Facebook
clams
world.
Clams is a card, too. It's like a clamshell in
I'm
a way.
Sure it
but
is.
Clams is
How
a card.
How could it not be?
How could it not
That's
be?
What she
Vehicular
said.
Homicide.
That's what she said.
That's
yeah.
a good card to get.
Okay.
I like that card.
So I played my card, and I had a blank card, so I responded accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was finished, I actually sat back in a chair like this, and I said to myself, I actually went on to Facebook. I was Facebook. Wow.
Very proud of you.
Yeah.
You did
really
it.
Really something.
That's right.
Really something.
I'm on there every day.
I know.
Just about every day.
I know.
I don't need to say everything every day, but usually I do, but not a lot.
Yeah. Whatever.
I have a new cover picture up with some swears in it, and I don't care.
I hate it. I hate it.
You should like it. It's social media. You know what? My relatives get sick, and I don't even know unless I could look on Facebook. That's how close we are. You
I'm
laugh,
surprised.
But I'm
surprised you're Facebook friends at all.
I know. Well, some of them aren't. Some of my relatives do not want to befriend me on Facebook.
I see.
They know, just stay away from the whole thing.
You are a very outspoken person, I must say.
Yeah.
I mean, if there are 10 million people in a room, you are the outspoken one.
Right.
Yeah. Which is wonderful, because Jesus was outspoken.
Yeah, I consider
everybody
myself
else
like
just.
Yeah.
Well, you have the sandals.
I don't. I need some sandals.
I mean, how can a person through their lifetime just be one of the people just walks behind somebody else?
Mm.
I hate crowds personally.
Right.
I want to be the person out front going, we're gonna stop for lunch now. That's
right.
What I want to be, the guy that
you
says
want the authority.
Yes,
respect my authority.
I'm not going to stop for lunch because someone tells me to stop for lunch.
Right.
I'll stop for lunch when I'm ready lunch. Right.
No one's the boss of you.
Oh no.
Right.
Not when I'm walking through the desert with 10,000 other people.
No. How do you stop for lunch in a desert though?
They have.
You better pack a lunch.
You should pack a lunch, but for 10,000 people, somebody's not going to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you can make the fish into the loaves and stuff. Didn't that happen?
I think so. I think there's
you turn fish into bread?
There's a Cracker Barrel, I believe, halfway between.
Are they any good?
No. I've never been to one, but I'll say no.
I think I've been to one. I think it's like a gift shop inside there. You feel like you're in Amish country. It's weird.
Oh, that's nice.
Are there's all kinds of maple that, syrup for sale.
Are those the ones that make those heaters?
The Cracker Barrel people?
No. The Amish, are they the ones to make those heaters?
No, they don't use electricity.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I think it's weird, but it's not the Amish, you don't think.
No, because they're like Pennsylvania Dutch. They don't like even have lights.
Who makes those heaters? You know what I'm talking about, those heaters? They look like fireplaces,
right.
But they're electric heaters. Is it the Catholics,
cool.
The Methodists? I mean, who does that?
I don't think it's anyone religious. Why would it be?
Is it the
does
Pepper,
it have to be?
Are Pepperidge Farm people Amish?
Only Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Wow. So.
That would be a good card. Everything's a card with me now. That's a good card.
Green card?
Cards Against Humanity
card. Oh, Cards Against Humanity card. You're really into that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I play it all the time.
I'd love to work for a greeting card company.
Could you write some good ones?
You'd be
some
very
of
good
them,
at that, actually.
Thank you, but I don't think so. Unless they're the sarcastic
You're
ones.
You're welcome, but why not?
You know what? That's a good point, though. You go into a supermarket and you try to find a card, and they're all dumb. You have to go to Hallmark to get anything decent written, or you're getting just gibberish, nonsense, garbage, and it's insulting when you give
very
it to someone.
Insulting.
I don't want to get a regular card. It has to be something well thought out.
I spent hours at greeting card stores and greeting card aisles trying to find the card that really expresses what I'm thinking, because every card, it starts good, and then it gets to...
It gets sappy.
It gets very specific. Like, I will always love you. I don't know about
that.
I can't do that.
Yeah, it doesn't apply.
Yeah.
This doesn't apply here.
Or you are the smartest person I've ever known.
Like with a guy you're dating for like a year.
Yeah.
All these years we've spent together.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, wait, now, yeah, it does. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. I can always depend on you. No, not always. There was that time when you pissed me off.
Who can depend on anyone always?
And I'm so, I'm not an honest man, but with greeting cards, I don't fuck around. I mean, if it's in that card, I really meant it.
People can save and use it against you. Look what you said. Look what you gave me.
It's in writing.
Throw it back in
your
face.
Not your writing, but you signed it. You signed the affidavit.
It could be an agreement.
That's right.
It's kind of a contract.
It's a contract.
It is.
It's a verbal contract.
That's right.
So, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Or sometimes the pictures are stupid or something like that.
Really?
Crazy.
I want like sarcastic cards. There should be the group of sarcastic cards, greeting cards. Then
you know what I do? I just pick up cards with like pretty beginnings, and then I... I just
pretty beginnings.
Like a butterfly.
You're so eloquent, Ron.
Well, and
pretty beginnings.
They're pretty beginnings. And then inside it's just blank, and I just write, here you go. Here you go. Here's your
blank
card.
Cards.
Here you
the
go.
Blank card market. That's a good one, too.
Which really takes a lot of creativity. I want to be the blank card writer. That's what I want to be.
Blank card czar.
Ron, you finished with those blank cards yet? Yeah, I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I don't know where to go with
that's
it.
That's right.
It's rough.
It is.
And then the other thing I don't understand about greeting cards, which I really hate about them, is that the price is like on the back for everybody to see. It's like,
do you ever see people just turn it over after you give it to them?
I do.
I try not to do it in front of people, but I'm just so curious.
Why would it's the one thing in the world where it's imprinted in there. In order to take it off, you have to like scratch it out. Or
funny story.
Stupid.
You do. I actually remember this. I don't remember who it was or when it was, but I remember doing it. I was like reading the card. Oh, that's so nice. And then I did flip it over in front of them, and I had to do a save.
Yeah.
And I went... Oh, it's a Hallmark. Oh, good. Yeah. And I just, it's just so, Yeah, you can't undo certain things in your
life. Tori, if I owned a greeting card company, I would advertise it is the only greeting card that you can buy that doesn't have the price on the back. And everybody would buy my card because pisses everybody off.
Yeah, you're right. But the other thing is, if you want them to impress them, like you spent a lot, you want them to see $5.99, really? Yeah. Ooh, $6.99?
Maybe it impresses them.
99 cents, not so much.
No, that's true. The shoebox cards. Why would ever, can't.
No.
We all buy them because they're so freaking cheap.
Well, some people buy boxed cards. Then there's no price on anything.
Yeah, that's a
good
idea.
You can buy boxed
greeting
cards.
They're
sneaky bastards.
But why don't they do single ones and just have, like everything else, just put a sticker on it that comes off? I mean, what's your problem here?
No, stickers don't come off. You're going to have to do something else. Like, in the shelf, you're gonna have to make the price on the shelf, but then they could get mold.
Then put them in plastic sleeves. Then put the price
okay,
in
the plastic sleeve. Then it's more expensive though. Raises the price.
Well then don't put it on. You've got the UPC code.
It
doesn't need to have the price on the UPC.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Just go to the scanner and see what it is.
That's all.
And I won't spend like $5.
Then
for
you won't
a
even
card.
Know what it is until you get up to the thing. They should have scanners then. Yeah. Well, you know, $5, that's like, then just don't get a gift because that's like as much as
a gift. It is. But it's from the heart that I didn't write. Yeah. It's from the heart that I signed.
I know.
And it's just such an odd, an odd concept. It just really is.
I know. It is.
Can you imagine being married to a greeting card writer?
I don't want it.
It would be very soppy life.
Oh.
That was a wonderful
dinner.
There is
such a thing as too romantic, I'm afraid.
Yeah. It's like having a full-time job as a proctologist and going home and saying, hi, honey.
Yeah.
No, not hi, honey.
Go wash your hands.
Hi, honey. That wouldn't be funny. No, hi, honey. It wouldn't be hi, honey.
All right. Just go wash your hands. So hand sanitize all in every room. Something like that.
I think
that's
a great idea.
Yeah.
Although they say if you hand sanitize too much, then you're susceptible to... Did you get the flu shot?
No, I didn't get it this year. Last year.
Do you usually get it?
It depends. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, and I never get the flu anyway, so to me it's...
You can say that.
I just want to do an experiment. Like every year I do another experiment. Do I not take the shot or do I take the shot? Either way, I'm not getting the flu.
So you're your own control group.
Yeah. I don't know how accurate it is, but I mean, maybe I'm getting the flu and I don't know it. It's just like a mild case, but I didn't get the shot.
Yeah, so...
I don't know.
Well, you have to complete the
study. But I'm not around people either. I think you have to get a germ spread by somebody.
I think you're around people, but you don't really want to admit it.
Okay. I'm a hermit. I live on Facebook.
It's safer.
It is.
It makes more sense to me.
It's not always safer because, you know... You can type stuff that you wouldn't say into someone's face.
I know. Which can annoy people more than if they did say it to their face.
Yeah.
To say it to the face, you can show emotion and go, oh, what are you saying that for? Or you can take care of it right
there. You can work it out, sure.
But if someone does something on Facebook, it's like you just hold it in.
And then they close their computer down and they're gone for days and you can't settle it.
Yeah, well, I would too if I was saying stuff like that.
That's getting trolled.
Flu shot is only 23% effective this year.
The major strain
is not in that flu shot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they're always a year behind anyway. I think only people like Barack Obama even get a good shot.
Really?
Why, yes.
Why, what are you talking about?
Are you serious?
Why would he get a good shot?
They can't produce it in mass quantities, so they produce a very effective strain, but only for a limited amount of people, which are very important people.
I didn't know that.
Maybe I'm not supposed to say.
Is this a conspiracy theory that you have?
I don't know. Figure it out. What do you think? You think Barack Obama's getting the same shot the rest of us are getting?
I kind of thought so.
Yeah, okay. All right. Then just think that.
He's getting a super shot? I don't think that they know ahead of time what the flu strain is going to be.
Well, maybe he's getting a beta strain.
Because
then it's taking chances.
It morphs. These strains, they morph into other things.
Right.
And then I spoke to a doctor a couple of weeks ago about that, and I said, hey, 23% effective. Should I? Why don't you just say forget the flu shot this year?
Okay.
And he said, no, because there's a 23% chance that the flu that you do get could be covered by that strain. So, why not?
Right.
And I said, well, because people don't like...
Because they're sticking a needle in you.
Well, they don't like that. And then I said to him, why do we have to do the needle thing? Why can't... And I guess for... children, they actually have a flu shot that you can, it's like a nasal.
Okay.
So why can't anybody do nasal? What's your problem? Why, I know No Child Left Behind. What about the adults? You're leaving them behind.
Takes a village.
Yes. I mean, now they're making adult vitamins that are gummy bears.
Oh, I ate them. I like chewy bears. Chewy gummy, chewy vitamins. Yeah.
I actually emailed a, and I don't do this often, I emailed a vitamin company and said, why don't you make sugar-free vitamins for adults?
They don't have that already?
No, no.
And they don't have chocolate gum. I remember you know that.
Well, someone told me they do have chocolate gum, but you can't get, well, sugar-free, yes. Sugar-free, no.
Right.
But you can't, if you go to a supermarket, there's no chocolate gum. And I thought everybody will buy chocolate gum if you put it on
the
supermarket. Because I'm not the only person that is like... No. Likes chocolate. I'm right. Not even addicted to chocolate, but I do prefer the flavor of it right. To other things.
Right. Get chocolate vodka.
That's what she said. Well, I do have chocolate vodka.
Ooh, okay.
You ever had that?
Yeah.
Very tasty.
I've had it like in a martini with chocolate other things.
Yeah. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Well, a martini, I think they put chocolate syrup and I don't know if they... Well, now that vodka is not flavored in everything.
It
when
really
did this,
is.
When did this start? I don't remember this like there 10 is. Years ago.
There is. There's every flavor.
Everything.
Like marshmallow. That sounds so cool.
Yeah, it was whipped cream or whipped.
I think
that's just
for
guys.
Marshmallow
vodka. Yeah. And it's infused, so there's not a lot of sugar involved here.
Right.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful
kids
technological.
Kids should try it then. Getting kids involved in this drinking thing because it's all these delicious flavors.
It's a great age to be alive.
Like beer is terrible, but just make the liquor.
Oh, they'll make
delicious.
beer flavored liquor or beer flavored.
You mean candy flavored beer? They already have like Mike's Hard Lemonade and stuff. It's all like
exactly. Know. Yeah, I'd like to see some kids on the street selling that crap.
Yeah,
Girl Scouts lemonade stands.
I don't think
5 year
can.
Olds.
You can't because there's a legal age limit to drink.
I know that. So I know that. I'm just saying. Your sales would go up.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
And the police would be called. And
yeah. No, they call the police anyway. What's the difference?
Yeah.
You ready?
For what? Oh. What am I wearing?
How'd you know?
I don't know. What else do you do? What else you got in your bag of tricks?
What else do you do? What else do you do?
Make that for a theme song.
All right.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you today?
I have nothing to say. I just love listening to this stupid little song.
And it sounds so much like John Shannon. It bugs me.
No, it's
because
not
you
him.
Say it's not him.
I
know. It's Jason Shaw. You told me before. But
Jason
I don't know who he is. And it sounds like John
you
Shannon.
You have a wonderful memory.
So far. I need to drink more. Because I'm not killing
How did
it
you
enough.
Remember Jason Shaw? That's such a long shot of a name.
Because you told
got
me
that
it like
name.
A week ago.
And you remembered the entire
right.
name.
Yeah. I remember everything. I'm a dangerous person to have around.
Are you one of those people that, what do they call those people?
An idiot savant?
Yeah.
No.
I'm not insulting you with the idiot part.
No, I know, but no. My son has a little Rain Man
pretty
know,
cool.
stuff going
pretty
on.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Wow.
I just have a good memory. I like remember things more than other
people
maybe.
Do you exercise your memory?
No, I don't think I do.
Mm. Do you go to the gym? Is there a memory section?
No, my dad does that. He does Sudoku puzzles every day to exercise his
Is it
brain.
Helping?
For him, maybe. He's in his 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if I tried it. I'd friggin' cure cancer probably, huh?
Yeah, you probably would.
So
let's get on to it.
I guess I should be spending
if
my
you
days.
Could, if you could do that, that would be appreciated by some people.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah,
most
nice.
People think I'm just a loud mouth, so I don't know.
Oh, who would say that?
Wouldn't say that.
Oh, seriously, that's an awful thing to say.
Because my opinions are different than other people's, maybe. But they're valid. Well, I mean, how can an opinion not be valid?
I don't think they're that different. As we said before the show began, I think it is, you're saying things that people really feel, but it's not, you can't do that, you can't say that.
Right.
A, and B, that you have the deflated footballs to actually do that.
I guess.
Yeah.
There's no consequence, pretty much, though, for me. I'm just, like, saying things on my Facebook, big deal. Big deal.
Yeah, I guess there is no consequence in that
I'm not
sense.
Really that outspoken. I mean, I think, like, this whole free speech thing, I was starting to tell you.
Yeah.
Is being rammed down our throats, and that's defeating the whole thing.
You're forcing
people to have free speech now. It should be a choice.
Yeah.
If people don't choose to do something, then they're a coward, and the terrorists win. Oh, so I'm not using a logical choice to not be a big mouth and jump on the bandwagon of insulting people.
Well, I understand that. Well, that's two different things.
Well,
I think they're talking about the ideology of,
oh, I
of
get
the country.
It. Oh, I understand it, but
and
I don't
France,
have to
by
agree
the way,
with it.
France, by the way, is a little bit off on that because they don't allow free speech, yet they
right.
do.
I know. It's very double standard.
They are actually taking people into custody who say anything against France as a nation.
They're a little screwed up. But what I was going to talk about was that woman that was a French woman interviewed by Sky News.
Yes.
Can look this up.
All right.
And she's, you know, how everything is, she's very sad, very, very sad about everything that went on. And then she's starting to pull up the magazine cover, the new one they had done. And the camera pans up, so they didn't want to show it. This woman sabotaged. They gave her an interview, and they probably told her not to do it, and she started to pull it up anyway. Yeah. And so they pulled away and cut away from her. And this news channel is getting a lot of crap for that. And they're saying, oh, see, the terrorists won. Well, you know what? Why were they forced to show this woman holding this magazine up? Now you're making free speech into something that you're making everyone jump on board with it. And the station made a decision not to show it, not to get involved, and now they're the bad guys?
Yeah.
See how these free speech people are really just saying, you either do it or get the hell out.
Because they're extremists to everything.
You're right then. They're just as bad as a terrorist. They're free speech terrorists.
They are. They're insisting.
That's what I'm saying. I coined that term right now. You're free speech terrorists.
They're profiling you because you choose not to.
Yeah, the terrorists have won. I'm a coward now because I choose not to just start going nuts about anti-Muslim stuff.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thanks for pigeonholing me.
Well, this is what the terrorists do. They divide within the realm of which their target is. And
doesn't mean I'm afraid of terrorists. Does it? Because I don't want to do something?
No.
Maybe that's my common sense kicking in.
It's the old story about, I don't know if it is an exact correlation, but the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right.
Now, I hope people don't feel different of me, but I don't really give a shit either. I never in school, as a child, as a 5-year-old.
They're indoctrinating you.
I never stood up and saluted the flag. Mm-hmm. I love this country and the whole bit, but I refused to stand up in unison because I was told and commanded to do it.
And isn't God brought into that?
Yes, he was, or he, she, whatever.
Right. And I still do it in school.
Yeah. That didn't bother me as much as the fact that I was commanded to salute something.
Yeah.
I do salute the country, but I choose not to be told when to do it and how to do it.
That's a good, goes along with this. I believe in free speech, of course. Is it mandatory?
That is free speech. It is free speech for
you
me
not
to
speak.
Correct.
Exactly.
Correct.
And it's free for me not to hold up a magazine cover or just cut away from it.
Correct.
It's freedom.
Yes.
Don't bully people. Right. They're bulliers. These free speech people are bullying people into being doing free speech, and even if they don't want to.
And
because the terrorists win?
Well, it's true.
Stop
but
it.
Worse than that, in our own humanity, are the people that say, oh, because Ron didn't stand up, or because Tory chose not to do this, that they are horrible people. They are terrorists.
They're communists.
Socialists. Yes. I mean, you get all this branding stuff.
Exactly.
And that is just absolutely absurd. It's so, like someone not going to Vietnam because they were conscientious objectors. Right. No, it's because you're a wuss and you didn't want to defend the country.
Just jump on any bandwagon that's the most popular. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Please. Yes, just do that. Don't have an individual mind of your own. Mm. Okay?
Every freedom and every clause in our Constitution and on our Declaration of Independence is based on respect for your fellow man and your fellow woman. And if you're going to cut off somebody else's ability to do something, then you totally don't understand what this country is about. You can't do that. With freedom comes responsibility. I said that 1,000 times. I absolutely believe that.
Right, but the free speech people would turn that around and say, well, that news station cut off that lady's freedom to hold up her magazine cover.
She has no freedom to hold up a magazine
She's on another channel, right? Another news?
It is their decision. Service that has the freedom to say, we choose not to do that.
We choose not to. It doesn't mean the terrorists won.
Well, because they are media, they are under a different set of scruples, and unfortunately, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I do understand everything that is.
You
not
and I, we both
understand
it, right?
Yeah.
But we don't need to agree with it. Just because I understand doesn't mean I have to agree with it.
Correct.
We're not stupid.
Yeah. But some things are complicated.
Yes.
No question about it.
Right.
Because when you do one thing, something else happens in that chain.
Exactly.
And I think that's the way people have to think proactively and think things through when they do that.
Whew. Yes. Yeah. It's very heavy.
Tori and I will be teaching social civil disobedience.
Yeah, now we're both on a watch list.
Disobedience.
I don't care. Watch. Listen. Bug me. Whatever.
Watch and listen. We're on a watch list, so watch us. Tori, thank you for your indulgence today.
You're welcome.
And that was probably the most intense version of What Are You Wearing that I've ever done.
Oh, I didn't know we were still.
Well, once you play the music, you're in it.
Oh, that's right.
And
that's
you're
right.
Not finished until you play.
That had nothing to do with what I was wearing.
Nothing whatsoever.
Wow.
Nothing whatsoever.
Which is a red top and some blue jeans. I look patriotic today, actually.
And that's your choice. That's your choice. I didn't say anything.
It was by accident, too. And I'm white, so red, yeah. White, and blue.
Nobody told you what to wear today? No.
And even though if they did, I wouldn't have listened.
That's right. There you have it. That's what she said.
It is. TWSS.
Well, she actually did say that. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Thank you. It's been Tory Tuesday. Thank you, Tory.